This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two things on the way to setting up this next story. Number one, people, you have got to make up your minds how you feel about this economy. And number two, why so glum, chum? The economy's growing at 4.9% as of last quarter. Unemployment's down near historic lows. And yet you, me, and all the rest of us are still pretty grumpy. That's the latest reading from the University of Michigan, which said this morning consumer sentiment has fallen for the fourth straight month to a new six-month low. The calendar matters here, too. Hello, holiday shopping season. But how consumers are feeling and how they spend haven't always lined up in this weird post-pandemic economy. Marketplace's Megan and McCarty Carino takes that one.
For more than half a century, the University of Michigan's Consumer Survey has been a reliable bellwether for the economy. But it's a lot harder to read these days, says Ted Rossman, a senior analyst at Bankrate.
It's really interesting to see the disconnect that's going on because consumer sentiment has been depressed for years now. It's really never demonstrably recovered from the pandemic.
Yet, through lockdowns and supply chain holdups, inflation and interest rate hikes, consumer spending has remained resilient.
It just doesn't feel good because everything costs more.
Consumer sentiment and inflation have improved since last year, but the high prices have been with us longer, says Gregory Dacko, chief economist at EY.
Those levels are not coming back down to where they were before the pandemic. We're seeing people showing and displaying cost fatigue.
Plus, Dacko says the job market is finally slowing down, and most households have run through their pandemic savings.
Consumers are going to be spending, but they're going to apply more scrutiny as to what they buy and how much they actually pay for their purchases.
Retailers are braced for that, but it's tough to predict what customers will do, says Brian Eshelman, a consultant with Alex Partners.
I think, unfortunately, for most retailers, the strategy at this point is hope.
Plus, bigger promotions. You might have noticed Black Friday started around Halloween this year. But Eshelman says consumers may not take the bait, and he includes himself.
As my wife and I think about gifts for our children, we're wondering, do they need anything else? Then, yeah, we could go and buy the obligatory Christmas gifts, but life is short, and let's focus on doing things together rather than buying things for each other.
Eshelman Kids, hope family time is on your Christmas list. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.